Okay, we are in chapter 1 of Hilchas Shutfim, Hilchas Shluchim V'Shutfim. The good English word for shluchim are agents. That's the English word I was
better than correct. Messengers?
Yes. Agents. That's what an agent is.
James Bond.
And partners. So we did the first five halachas, the rudimentary halachas,
yes.
And now we're going to get into a little bit more. What did I do?
Chapter 15.
That should not be. Chapter 1. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay,
now this next halacha is fairly straightforward, Vav, and Zion just gets into the same situation, but what happens when things get bad? Somebody owes another person. Reuven owes Shimon money. Doesn't matter why he owes him the money. It could have been a loan, a straight out. The guy is watching something for him. Or he rented something and now owes. Doesn't matter. Reuven owes Shimon. He has to give money back to Shimon. Doesn't matter what the reason is. Now, he doesn't have the time to go to Shimon. Let's say he has to give Shimon $50. He doesn't have the time. So he calls over a friend of his. V'nosan hamos, he gives the money, biyad ha-shliach, in the hands of an agent, Levi. V'omer lo, and he says to him, listen carefully now, holeich mamanza, take this money and move it, you know, take it.
Transport.
To my creditor.
Yeah.
That's all he said. Take the money to my creditor. Now, what's the shliach's level of responsibility in carrying out this mission? Well, the owner, the debtor, wasn't very particular about what he asked him to do. He just says, bring the money to my creditor. So guess what? The shliach figures, I guess that's all I got to do. So the rule of the Rambam, when it's this kind of a wording, we'll see a different wording in a minute. Ein ha-shliach tzorech lehitapelo. The agent is not required to pay careful attention to the money, meaning to say, v'litein lo, and give it to the creditor, bifnei edim, in front of witnesses. He doesn't have to give him private witnesses.
Right.
You just told me to give it to him.
Yeah.
So I went over. Is your name Mr. Shimon? Let me see your ID, please. Yeah, Shimon Smith, yes. Okay, from
Smith.
This address, yes. I got the right guy. He owes you $50, yes. Here's the $50. Finished. Now, he doesn't have to have any witnesses to see this. He doesn't have to do anything because the owner wasn't particular. He kind of said, just give the money. I own the money. Just give it to him. And if the owner wasn't so particular, I don't got to be more particular than the owner was.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we'll see in the next halacha what will happen if Shimon calls up Reuven one day and says, how come you never paid me back?
Wait a second.
He says, what are you talking about? Levi gave it to you last week. Mm-hmm. Well, I never got from Levi. We will see in Halacha Beis what happens. But just in Halacha, this Halacha Zayin, this Halacha is just saying, all the witness has to do is just give it. That's all. Now, we're not talking about negligence and loss. That's all different things. We're not going to go there right now. But that's all he's required to do. He doesn't have to have a receipt, or this, that, because the guy didn't tell him more than just give him the money. However, V'mamar l'shliach, what if Reuven tells the shliach Levi, al tifra chov zeh, take the money and pay it back, but don't pay it back, ela be'edim, unless there's witnesses, because this guy isn't my best friend, and if he has a way out of things, he, you know, whatever, you know, make sure you have proof that you paid him. And now what happens? Levi goes along, says, you Mr. Shimon, yes. He forgot all about that part to have the witnesses.
No, don't do that.
Upro Shalob ate him, and he paid him without any witnesses there. And now let's add in between the lines. And then Mr. Shimon calls Mr. Reuven and says, how come you haven't paid me? He says, what are you talking about? I sent Levi to pay you, and I said
and
he
witnesses.
Should do it in front of witnesses. I don't know anything about it.
The wicked wish of the wicked.
I don't know anything about it. So now, guess what? The messenger, Levi, the agent, has to pay because he was told he did not do the job he was told to do. He did not make sure there wasn't. That was very important. And that's like Levi was damaging Reuven with his hands because it's like taking the money and giving it to somebody else. Okay. Now, similarly, v'chein im hoya hachov b'shtar. Let's say the debt was with a credit note, which means Shimon was holding on to a $50 you owe me credit note.
Or I owe you or something.
Well, I don't owe you. You owe me, right? Bein sh'armalat, doesn't matter. Regardless if Reuven told Levi the following, either way, kach ashtar, he says, listen, first take the credit note from him. The ten was then give him the money. Bein sh'armalat, if he told him, ten amos, give him the money first. The kach ashtar, take the credit note. Either way, and now what did Levi do? Benasan, he gave it below aiding without witnesses. He didn't take the credit note. Now let's say he didn't take the credit note, but he had witnesses, and that would be good enough.
Yeah.
Because the witnesses would now testify that it was paid back. But, you know, like what happens? He goes to the guy and says, okay, can I have the credit note? Oh, I lost it. You lost it? What's going on over here? I ain't giving you the money if you lost it. Okay, let's get some witnesses. Okay, and we'll do witnesses. But if this guy didn't do either one of them, and now Reuven calls Shimon calls Reuven a few days later, how come you didn't pay me back? So Chayev Lashalim, Levi's got to pay. Sharei Lesaken Shlocho, because Reuven sent Levi for his repair, for good.
Not to his damage.
And not to destroy things. That's a pretty straightforward halacha. Now, Zion is going to pick up in the first scenario above, where the regular case where he didn't say you have to in front of witnesses. What was the first case? We had three cases in Halacha. Yeah. The first case is, just go pay him. So he just went and paid him.
A generic.
He didn't ask for any witnesses, no nothing. Thing. So now we're going to play out the scenario in this case. It's a little bit more complicated. Zayin. Hashaleach mos biyado biyad shlucho. Guy is giving money through the shliach to pay back. V'amar lo, and he tells the shliach, it's going right as the same as the first case above. Hoylech momen zeleploni, take this money to so-and-so, shani chayvo, I owe him money. V'holach, and he didn't say in front of witnesses or anything. V'holach v'nasano shalo be'edim, and he gave it to him not in front of witnesses, and he didn't have to, he didn't tell him to do it. Now, let's play out the scenario now. So now, a little bit later, Shimon calls Reuven and says, how come you didn't pay me? What are you talking about? Now, this, you have to be very precise in what's going to happen next here. Hashaliach omer. So they ask Levi, what's the story, Levi? He says, Nosati, I gave him the $50.
Sure.
Straight out like this. Ubal chov, or the creditor, it could be a worker, let's say, that he has to pay him $50, whatever. Omer, he says, lo lokachti, I never took it, I never got it, you never gave it to me. Now, here's the next point, very important. And everyone is making these, statements, claims. And the three of them are standing together. It doesn't literally have to be standing together, but the claims are being all made, so to speak. And we've got these exact claims. So it usually works out together. But simply put, if they're all three together,
they're in the vicinity.
It'll be the same thing, but you know, everyone's making these claims. So let's look at the claims. Reuven says, I paid you. I gave it to Levi. $50.
No, we said Levi's the guy who's paying.
That's right.
Levi's the shliach. I gave Levi the $50.
And Levi says,
I gave Shimon the $50.
Yeah.
Shimon says, I didn't get it.
Right.
Okay. So now let's figure out, and everybody's there. So let's see who's claiming against who. This is what's important over here. Well, Shimon is claiming from Reuven, you never paid me back.
Right.
You have to pay me. Reuven is saying, I did pay you back. But can you prove it? Well, all I can prove is that I gave it to Levi. But can you prove that Levi gave it to me?
No.
All you know is you gave it to Levi, and what Levi did. Wow. So now Levi says, but I gave it to him.
Ah.
Right? So Shimon said, but I never got it. So let's see where the ball starts rolling over here and where we take this. So the Rambam says, Hashaliach, the agent, Nishba Heses. He makes a Shvuas Heses, which when certain person totally denies a claim against him, because that's what he's claiming. He's claiming the guy said, you didn't give me, and he said, I did give you. So it's totally denying what Shimon is saying.
Yes.
Shimon is saying, you didn't give it to me.
He said, I did.
I did. He's saying you kept it for yourself and stole it.
Yeah.
No, no. So I'm totally denying what you're claiming against me. I make the shlish heses and I'm off the hook. Okay. So a shliach nishba heses shenasa. Yeah. Shimon Levi says, I swear to you, I gave you the money. I totally deny that I owe anything. Ubal chayv, the creditor, or hapol, the worker, nishba. It also says shvus hator. Doesn't mean a biblical oath. The comment says like a biblical oath, it means he holds a holy object. He says, Shelo lakach, I never got anything. And he's definitely that claim too. Now, here's the point over here. You have to get very clear. Shimon is definite. He says, I know I didn't get it. I'll swear to it. Okay? Levi is very definite. I know I gave it to Shimon. I will swear to it. Reuven says, I don't know what's going on. All I know is I gave
the money.
Levi the money. I swear to that. The rabbi would say, your swear won't help because you don't have a definite claim that Shimon got the money or not.
Right.
And see, you put your... Now, if you would have said, do it in front of witnesses, go make get a star or something, that's why you would need to do that, you
Levi
see.
Levi agrees that he got the money from Reuven.
Levi says, I took the money from Reuven, but listen, we have to believe Levi, because Levi could say, if he wants to lie, he could say, you never gave me anything.
Yeah.
Believe him about that, but you don't believe
right? Doesn't matter. He says, I'm Vadai. Doesn't matter. Even let's say that a step further. Let's say Reuven gave Levi the money as an agent with witnesses. Let's take it further. But he didn't tell Levi, you have to collect it, give it back with witnesses.
Right.
So it's like if I say, Shelly, you stole $50 from me. You know, I know you, and you said I didn't. So what would we make you do? You'd have to make an oath, and that's all. Because that's all it can go. So yeah, I know I gave you, Levi, the money. Yes, I agree you gave me the money. And I'm telling you I gave it to Shimon. Now, Reuven, you can't say anything about what happened between me and Shimon.
Well,
you don't know.
Know.
You don't know.
Matter.
So people who are in the position, now we obviously know that somebody has made a terrible mistake, either Levi or the...
Somebody could be lying.
Well, let's hope it was just a mistake, you know. But anyway, that's what happens. And the Yishalach hello. Now Reuven has to come along, and he has to send Labal Chov to his creditor, or Labal Hapikaron, or to the guy where he had the object. He has to pay a second time. That's it, and that's your own fault because when you send, what's he going to do? He can't go after Levi. He said, I never got it.
No. Levi is the...
Oh, Levi. Levi said, I gave it to him. That's what Levi has to swear. That's going after him. He said, I swear I gave him. Finish. What else do you want from me? I did what you told me to do. Why do you think I'm lying?
So we accept that swear against Reuven, but it doesn't counter Shimon's claim against Reuven.
Well, Shimon's not claiming any money from Levi.
No, he's claiming from Reuven.
Okay, and Reuven cannot say... If Reuven could say, I gave you, Shimon, then he could swear. Then it's still not so easy because the debt is there and he has no proof he paid him back.
But somebody is not telling the truth.
So fine. So, you know what? So if we know the halacha, hopefully the guy will not swear falsely. There is a hope that maybe the guy won't swear falsely. Yeah.
So
one thing Reuven knows from this story, you make sure you tell him to give witnesses.
Yeah.
Right? That's clear. But what else can you do? There is no other option over here because there's two people who are certain and one guy isn't. So that's the guy who loses out. Let's take it a step further, says the Rambam. Let's say you didn't have one messenger. He didn't give it to Levi. He gave it to Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda, I want you to give it to Shimon. And Levi and Yehuda both claim they gave Shimon the money.
One acts as a witness.
Wait a minute. And Shimon says he didn't give me the money. Would this change the halacha? So
no.
You might think it would change the halacha.
No, it wouldn't.
Because these are two witnesses.
No, they're involved.
Let's say they swear, but it's not going to work.
They're involved in
this. One second. No, he sent two guys.
Well, one is a witness.
Two guys were both responsible
equally,
to get it there.
Equally.
Even the messengers were two, and they were both sent as agents. Ain edusa moila. Their testimony won't help. They're biased in their testimony. They have to make a shvus heses. They're not a witness. They're principal party that's involved over here.
Involved principal party.
Okay. So this is all the way we just described it. But medvarim amurim, when do we say that the halacha goes like this way? Keshahaya hashaliach machachish es balachov. When the agent is contradicting, he's denying what the creditor is saying. In other words, the creditor says, I never got paid. And the shaliach says, you did get paid. So that's the aforementioned halacha takes place. Vaharei shloshim, and the three of them are standing here. It means they're all cognizant of what's going on over here. It means they're all in proximity and they all know what's going on with each other. That, but now let's just change one little nuance to this and see the halacha changes. How about like this? What if Reuven says to Levi, okay, I want you to go and give Shimon the money. Okay, so he goes. A week later, he comes back. He says, oh, no, so what happened? I gave Shimon the money.
That's what Levi tells Reuven.
Levi says, I gave Shimon the money. Now, Shimon, it was a far trip. It was a three-day journey.
That's
right?
A schlep.
There's no cell phones.
That's a schlep.
Now, Reuven could think, well, did he give it to him or maybe he didn't give it to him? He's having second thoughts.
Well, those are the two choices.
Yeah, no, but you know, because he's saying, you know, maybe he gave it to him, but what if he doesn't give it to him? Maybe he just took the money himself and he just lied to me. And then a month from now, Shimon is going to call me up and say, pay me. Come to think of it, Levy probably isn't such an honest guy.
Why did you send him to begin with?
I had second thoughts because he took so long. I thought he'd be back within 4 days and it took him 7 days.
It's a three-day trip.
He took a couple extra days. I'm beginning to be a little suspicious. You know, that's a new suit he has over there. You know, he's got a face. I don't know. He's still in second thoughts. He says, you know what? Let's play this safe. I don't know. What if Shimon's going to come back later and you're going to skip town? You know, come over here, Levy. I want you to swear to me.
Whoa.
That you paid him.
Whoa.
This way I could sleep well at night. Because if,
magnesium.
Because now, let's now what's he thinking?
No,
if he's stealing the money, then he's got to at least swear. It might change his mind. It's okay, I admit it. I don't want to swear. Or at least he's swearing falsely. He's going to be punished, you know. But at least I have a little satisfaction that I know that I can assume I've done what I can to.
Somebody swear based on nothing.
Oh, so that's what the Rambam says.
That's the issue.
Avolim bo hashliach, if the messenger comes back. V'yomar, and he says, Nasati kemosha martali, I gave it just as you told me. And now the debtor would like to extract a oath out of the agent. En yochol lahashpio hesa shashol. He cannot force him to make a rabbinic oath that he paid him. Why? Shere ein shom toein alav. Tana said, there's no one with a certain claim over here. Shimon hasn't come and said, I haven't gotten paid. So what's Reuven? What's Reuven's claim? I'm not sure if you paid. Shkoyach, you're not sure. You never make someone swear if you're not sure. Now, if Reuven would say, I know you didn't pay. How do you know I didn't pay? Because I've been tracking you. And I've been following you the whole time for the last 7 years. I see you've been hanging around sleeping the whole time. All right, that's different. But he doesn't really know. He just wants to be protected. But there's no certain claim. So ein shom toin alav tanis vayishol nasa shlichus. So therefore, he cannot extract an oath. So what will happen, Tak, if a month later Shimon says, you didn't pay me? We go back to the case before.
Yeah.
We schlep Shimon back. He says, okay, now Levi schlepped Levi back. We say, Shimon, what do you say? I say, he didn't pay me. Now, Levi, you'll have to make an oath that you paid. Shimon has to make an oath he didn't get paid. And Reuven stuck paying again.
Again.
Okay, next case.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
I'm still bothered by the fact that two people went and both of them had to be in order for them not to get paid. Let me ask a simple question. If five people were partners and they went and they paid this, they said, we all five of you owe.
They're not witness.
All five go and they pay him the $100, okay? And then the guy says, I never got paid by you five guys.
They are all on the hook.
Howard, they're all on the hook.
Let me give you a simple example. Let's say there's an automobile accident, yeah?
Yeah.
Five people are in one car, one's in the other. Are you going to say you have four witnesses? You have zero witnesses. In a Goyish court, it works different. In a Jewish court,
they're zero witnesses.
They're not witnesses.
We don't believe five guys over one
car.
No.
It's a biased party.
They're
you're
biased.
Involved.
If they stand to lose money. What if five guys decide, you know what, we're five. We'll all lie. Five against one, and we win. It doesn't work that way. Now, what you could do, the five guys who owe, they could say, listen, Rabbi, I want you and Martin to come and watch that we've paid them back. Now, the two of us have nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
we could be witnesses. But an involved party can never be a witness. You can make a claim, but you're not a witness. That's as clear as day. This is totally, the secular world doesn't get this idea. Secular world, the people on trial testify. You can't testify if you're the guy on trial. You know, we need witnesses to tell us. We can't trust you. The whole secular system is totally groundless.
Messed up.
Because in any Jewish case, we can say what you say, but that's not, we don't believe anything you say. We have to have witnesses what happens over here. Next case. How about another interesting case? He sends witnesses to pay. Okay? And then time passes. The agents die.
Oh, my goodness.
And we never know if they paid before or after they died. Well, it can't pay after they died. But if they paid before they died,
yeah,
right?
Pay after it dies is going to be a
problem. Oh, they went out of the country.
Yeah.
Okay, now, they could have said they paid. They could have, like, we don't know. Even if they said they paid, we don't know. You know, we don't have to, and they're not around anymore to ask. And what happens? Shimon says, you know, I never got paid. So let's think about it. What recourse does Reuven have? What's the most Reuven could say? Well, I gave it to the two guys to pay you.
That's it.
Do you know for a fact that they gave it to me?
No.
So he's stuck. Who knows? Who claims factual? Shimon, I never got paid.
The creditor.
Finished. So therefore, even though there's no witnesses to testify they gave the money, right? Ubaba chovlitva halova, the debtor ain't a yochel ashbiasis, cannot extract a rabbinic oath shelo pero ashliach to make him swear. He can't even make Shimon swear that he never got the money,
right?
Because he doesn't have a vadai. In the case before, the shliach said, "I know I paid you,"
right?
Ah, so Shimon has to swear against that clear complaint. Right? But here, if there was a shliach, he ain't around. So what do we got? We got a Reuven that says, I don't know. So then he doesn't have to swear at all. Nobody has a certain claim against the creditor. So now what recourse does the borrower have? Very little recourse. All he can do, and it's minimal, but Ela Machrim Halova, the Lova can pronounce an excommunicative ban. And he could say, stam, in general. He said, I'm going to pay, but I'm making a ban, you know, that cursed is the man who's taking money that isn't coming to him. Whoa. Hint, hint, Mr. Creditor. So if you think, just because no one's claiming, I just want you to know I'm imposing a ban upon you. Now, this doesn't carry that much weight, but it's just it's a strong wording. And he has to pay the debt. That's all there is to it. And he may be ending up paying a second. It all happened, why?
He didn't get witnesses.
Truthfully, even if he tells them to get witnesses and they die, I don't think he has any recourse either.
But if the witnesses don't die, just the shluchim die, he has recourse.
No, I'm saying if the shluch dies, then he'll never know if he got witnesses. So it won't help. So certain circumstances are just beyond your control.
So try to get a healthy shliach.
Yeah, that's another. At the end of the day, certain things are up to God. Okay, halacha ches. Now, here's an interesting case now. Reuven, Shimon, Reuven sheshalach sav l'Shimon. Reuven sent a note that he wrote to Shimon. For Amar Lo, and in the note, it says, Mona shaleish li biyotcha, you owe me $100. Shimon, you owe me $100.
But that $100.
So with this note, I'm telling you, shalcheili, send me back the $100 biyad Levi with Levi.
Okay.
So what happened? Reuven sent Levi to Shimon to collect the money.
Right. With a note.
He says, listen, Shimon owes me money. You're going to Toronto. On the way to Toronto, take this note. I'm gonna write it. And it says here, dear Shimon, give Levi the $100 that you owe me, and he'll come back. Because Shimon will say, well, this Levi says, give me the $100. Why should I give you the money? Why should I give you the money? You can walk off it. No, I got a note. Look, it's Shimon's hand, it's Reuven's handwriting. He signed it, and he wants me to collect the money from him. I'm doing him a favor.
Oh.
Yeah, Reuven, Shimon's singing, he's doing me a favor, he's going to rip me off. Well, anyway, so Shimon does not have to pay this back just on this alone. Yeah. That's number one.
Yeah.
Shimon could say, you know what? If Reuven wants it, he'll have to come himself. Yeah. And he's entitled. You can't say, well, just because I supplied the note and he wants it back, and you have to give this guy.
I don't know you from a hole in the ground.
You don't have to give it.
I don't trust
But if you want to, you can. But you realize you're taking risks. Imratz l'shachol. If he wants to send the money with him, ain chayev b'achriyosan. The messenger is not chayev with any of the responsibility. Bein shahayev. Who? Shlachsav l'shimon. I'm sorry. Ain chayev b'achriyosan. So he's not responsible. Bein shahayev milva. Bein shahayev. It doesn't matter if he was. It was a loan or was giving him
deposits.
To watch. And he's not responsible. Why? But that's only who sheyaker shuksav yado. When he recognizes it's the guy's handwriting of the fellow who...
Of Reuven's. Reuven's handwriting. He recognizes...
He recognizes
him, it's Reuven's
the handwriting. Shuksav yado.
Yeah.
Kind of loosey-goosey. Recognize his handwriting?
Well, you have to be able to recognize it. If you don't, you say, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's all. If let's say I know your handwriting.
Yes.
I know it's your handwriting. No, listen, if you don't know his handwriting, just don't do it.
Yeah.
We're just saying, sure. If you do it, you can do it, but do it only if you really recognize this guy's handwriting and you know it's that handwriting.
So you thought it was his. You made a mistake.
Well, you know what? Then if you're not sure, don't do it.
So you just don't do it. Yeah,
Shelly, you're the careful business.
Sometimes
you want. Do you want to pay back the $100? Do you want to take the trip? It is convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You do give your credit card over the phone, don't you, Shelly?
Yeah.
To total strangers, don't you? But you're lucky. You're lucky. But I'm just saying, you know. Vimtana malva. But what? Wait a minute. So now he gives the money.
Yeah.
And now the malva, the lender says, Lo kasafti velo shalachti lo. I never wrote it. Whoa. So what has to happen?
Somebody's going to make some oaths here.
So the guy says, but I paid it and it had your name and your signature,
yeah,
and everything, whatever. So Yeshava Halova, the borrower, makes a shvuas heses. Shiksav yada boilov, that I saw it was your handwriting. Ulafikach shalach, and therefore I sent it for yiftar, and I don't have
I'm
to pay. He doesn't have to pay anymore.
Wow.
Right? Now we're talking about important comment.
Pay
we're
vav.
Talking about a verbal loan,
oh.
Not a loan with witnesses.
Oh, boy.
Because you got to remember, with a verbal loan, what could Shimon have told Reuven from the get-go? I never borrowed any money from you. If this was a loan with witnesses, and you'd have to pay back with this, then he's at the mercy. But it's a verbal loan. That's the only way we could understand this halacha. Rabbis, and that's what my rebbe's taught. What if it wasn't the guy's handwriting? And he admits it. Or the borrower doesn't even know it was his handwriting that he's paying back for. Or even how you assume both simonim, even though the text has signs with Viosios that there was a connection. It writes about Reuven and Shimon. The context seemed logical, but you didn't recognize the handwriting. If Reuven claims, Lo shalachti ksav, I never sent it. Vachem Reuven, these guys are forging it. And Shimon, why did you give it to him? You didn't even see my handwriting. Then Shimon chayev b'achrayus. Then Shimon's responsible. Umeshalim lo l'Reuven. He has to pay Reuven achas she'achim. But of course, Reuven, Shimon can say, but I curse out people who take money they shouldn't get it. Amisha shalach sav zemida. Anybody who makes up a whole thing like that and does it, I curse them out. That's one opinion. But then Rambam examples opinion. But that's another way you can do it. Same result. V'yeshmir shalach pas the opposite. Shishav and Reuven. Reuven makes the oath that he didn't get it. Then he collects the money. Either way, he gets the money. Like all those who swear and collect. Okay. Yes, sir.
Let's see. Shimon gives.